Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Third and 13 as they get it out into space to Bond. And look at Isaiah Bond! What a difference maker he is!
ESPN feeling the difference. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw. Draft profile number one on this Woman Crush Wednesday. 15 days from the first round of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Let's go to Texas. Isaiah Bond,
University of Texas, 5'11", 180, ran 4.39 at the Combine, ran 4.34 at the Texas Pro Day, 1.5, 1.10. He's a junior, wide receiver, jersey number 7. Now, he takes number 7 because he's infatuated with James Bond. That's why 007.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Shake and not stir.
So 30.5-inch arms, 8.5-inch hands, little small hands. Now, 2022, he was at Alabama. 22, he committed to Alabama, went to Alabama, played in all 13 games, had one start, 17 catches for 220 yards, 12.9 average, one touchdown, one punt return for 34 yards. 23, at Alabama, played in all 14 games, 11 starts, 48 catches for 668, 13.9 average, four touchdowns. In 24, went to Texas. Now, Sark, he would have been at, would he have been at Alabama 22, Bob, as the coordinator? And then he went to Texas?
I think he's been there kind of that time frame.
So in 24, he went to Texas, played in 14 games with 12 starts, had 34 catches for 540 yards, 15.9 average, five touchdowns. Four rushes, 98 yards. He suffered a high ankle sprain in the SEC championship game versus Georgia. Now, his strikes, he's fast as hell. Now, he can make people miss. Speed shows. Gets the ball upfield. Good adjust. Good on reverses. Shows good change of speed. Running with the ball. Good acceleration. He'll catch in traffic. Excellent yak. Tough kid. He can track a deep ball. Good on crossing routes. Good run vision. He can break some tackles. He can outrun angles. Good body control. Will be an excellent route runner. He has good line awareness. He's aware in zone. Shows some nasty with the ball in his hands. Very good change of direction. Crafty route runner with speed and body control. He can line up in the slot or outside. Now, weakness, hand size 8.5 inches. Body frame. He's 180 pounds. He is slight. Now, watching the stuff at Alabama, he bought it body caught more at Alabama. Now, when he was at Texas, I didn't see the body catching that he did when he was at Alabama. He'll need to add some bulk. Georgia corners, you know, kind of hammered him a little bit. They got their hands on him in press. Now, in summary, I think this kid's just tapping his potential. He can be a great route runner because he's got such good body balance and body control. And his speed and acceleration is off the charts. He plays so fast that, and he's a little small. He's going to have to learn how to avoid press and bigger corners. But the kid's got amazing speed. He's got running ability after the catch. I liked it. Watching film, I really like this kid. And I think he's going to show up. But he needs to get bigger, and he needs to be able to handle the press against a bigger, stronger corners. That's going to be the thing, whether you got to motion him or he's got to learn how to get hands off people and get their hands off of him when they're lined up to press. But with the ball in his hands and stuff, Bob, on a deep ball, he can go get it. Now, I mean, he can. Texas has got a 4-3-4 and a 4-2-9 at wide receiver. You know, so with Golden and Bond, I mean, they got flyers there. And you know, I mean, they throw the deep ball a lot, and it shows up with him.
Now, Mel Kiper Jr., however, Baltimore's own ESPN.com, does not have Isaiah Bond among his top 10 wide receivers on his most recent positional ranking here. So what, if anything, does that mean? His teammates in it.
Oh, yeah. Golden keeps going up the charts.
And the guy we're talking about later is in it as well.
Yeah, I just think that with Bond, I think that receiver coaches and stuff, Bob, I think they're going to like him just because he's so fast and he's so explosive and he can do things. And he can play on special teams in the return game for you. You know, why people don't, I don't, maybe because of, you know, his narrow frame right now. But he can fly.
Nick Baumgartner, who we're going to have on the program when we come back from the top of the hour with The Athletic, has Bond going to the Saints in the third round with the 93rd overall pick.
Yeah.
Would that be a steal for New Orleans?
I think so. I think the kid's better than that. I mean, if you want that type of receiver, an X receiver, a slot receiver that has tremendous speed, you know, and he's smart and he can find holes in zone and stuff. I think he'll go before that.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.